Sometimes the best step forward is a step backwards to gain clarity and perspective. Pondering on the destruction of God's home, the Beit HaMikdash, is the beginning to understanding why Hashem still doesn't live with us revealed today, and why His Beit HaMikdash doesn't stand in Jerusalem now. The Talmud explains that every generation that does not rebuild the temple, it is as if destroyed it. It is therefore our responsibility and our divine duty to rectify and to build the Beit HaMikdash through understanding the reason it was destroyed and making better for that. The Talmud explains that the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of murder, idolatry, and adultery. To rectify the sin of murder, we have to internalize that every single human being, no matter of color or creed, is made in the image of God, that he is deserving of respect, dignity, and life. Idolatry, to rectify this, we have to realize that everything that happens to us as individuals and us as a society and a nation is under the providence of Hashem, that nothing moves in our lives, in the world, without Hashem making a move. That is why the Talmud equates anger to idolatry, because only somebody who does not believe that Hashem is looking after him and taking him through his life can be angry. Adultery, to rectify, we have to turn our focus inwards and to our family, our spouse, our children, to make our family our priority, and though there may be many important things in our lives, to make it known to our family that there is nothing more important than them. The Talmud tells us that the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of baseless hatred. The only way to rectify baseless hatred is by baseless love. To love for no reason and to love above reason. The Shulchan Aruch here paves the way to self-improvement and essentially to renovation or building of the Beit HaMikdash by telling us, Ra'ui l'kol yirei shamayim she'e metzer v'do'eg al churban Beit HaMikdash. That every person who fears God should care and should worry about the Beit HaMikdash. He should realize what is lacking in our lives, that Hashem isn't living with us. He should know why Hashem isn't living with us and should make every effort that is in his power to build Hashem, his home again here with us. Thank you and Shalom.